All right, let's go.
When you see Matt Asiata shake out two guys on one play, what's the feeling like in the running back room when you guys are rewatching the game?
Oh, man, just congratulating them. It's exciting, you know, anytime you see one of your fellow backs be successful, it's a good thing, you know. So he, one thing I've noticed about Matt is his acceleration, his quickness, his burst, it doesn't improve, like, tremendously. So
why is that?
Why is it?
Yeah, what have you noticed?
I'm sure it's the work that he put in during the offseason, perfecting his craft and just trying to become a better player. So I see that whatever he did worked.
He said that he asked you for some tips, especially running outside. And what are you able to share with him to kind of – I know most of it's just instincts and just kind of in the moment. What were you able to share with him that feels been effective?
Well, you know, I really don't like giving my secrets. You know, but no, just I feel like as a running back, the main thing is to just – you know, God has blessed you with ability. And for the running back position, I think using your eyes is key, you know. So really just using your eyes and letting your instincts take over. And I've seen he's been doing that well.
Hey, Adrian, you said a couple weeks ago that maybe 2 weeks before the regular season opener, you'd kind of start marking off the day's champion of the bid. Is it still that, or playing Dallas this week, is that getting your blood boiling that you really want to be out there earlier?
I think I'm still in the same mind frame, but it's coming around. You know, I feel the intensity as far as when I come out. Yeah, I come out and practice hard every day anyway, but the intensity I feel is definitely, you know, I'm starting to juice up even a little more, you know, to anticipating in week one.
Will that be hard to, even though it's a preseason game, will that be hard to sit and watch in your home state there on Saturday?
Yeah, it's always hard. You know, last week was hard, you know, not being out there with those guys, but you know, it's all part of it. I think 20 guys have went down. You know, you don't go into any game thinking that an injury could happen, but in certain situations, you just kind of want to be smart, you know. I think like 20 guys tore ACLs already. That's not including other injuries. So you just got to be smart, and that's what I'm trying to do.
So if there was a 0.1% chance of thinking of playing when you see those guys go down, do you say, does it become zero chance of wanting to play in the preseason?
No. I think it's all me personally. It's just about just doing what's best for, you know, I feel like for myself, for the team and organization.
Even though you're not going to play, there's another trip back to Texas with the team still kind of special?
Yeah,
for you.
It's special. Anytime you go home, it's a good time. I'm looking forward to some great barbecue down there in Dallas. We was able to get some 2 years ago. So hopefully my guy Craig can make it happen this Friday as well.
What's your go-to spot?
Say it again?
Do you have a go-to spot?
Well, it's actually not a restaurant. It's kind of like the backyard grill. He comes down every year and barbecue the whole weekend for my Adrian Peterson Day. So we had any complaints.
That was good stuff, and I endorse it.
Yeah.
Okay.
When you look at the preseason and you see these guys going down, do you think the NFL has to look at that and perhaps change this? Aaron Rodgers said, you know, why lose a guy like that in a meaningless game? And the Vikings obviously feel the same way with yourself. Exactly.
I do feel that way. I feel like, you know, then adding on an extra game as well, it's like, that's a lot of wear and tear on the body. And then you go into a 16-game season, you know, and, you know, guys go down and, you know, things aren't guaranteed with, you know, what their situation is. It's rough, you know. So I think it's something to sit back and think about. You know, it's not basketball. You know, this is football. You know, guys are getting chopped below their knees and, you know, guys are running and colliding to each other going 100 miles per hour, you know. So it's a high level for risks and major injuries as, you know, you can look at the numbers and it shows that. So I think it's something they need to take into consideration and, you know, maybe turn into 3 games of preseason or something.
When you look at the offensive line in practice and you've seen it put back together with the new pieces coming in, because, Phil, there's another guy that got hurt in a meaningless game. What have you seen in practice? What do you like about this makeup as they retool themselves?
You see guys are just competing, you know. Unfortunately, you know, Phil is down, so it's kind of like, you know, the next man up, you know. And the offensive line, I feel like they've been doing a great job of coming out every day, working hard, really with the mindset of, you know, becoming better as a unit. And that's all you can ask from those guys, taking the circumstances.
Adrian, a lot of you have a relationship at all with Colin Muffler at all?
Do I?
Did you have a relationship with Colin Muffler at all, or what are your thoughts on him being released?
Say that again?
What are your thoughts on Colin Muffler being released?
Wow. I didn't see my guy here. I thought you were joking when you said, did you, like, you know, past tense. Yeah, that's my first time hearing about it, actually. So, wow. Man, that guy was here, you know, when I first got here. You know, he's a Texas guy. He was like a brother, man. You know, I have nothing but love for him. I hate to hear that news right now. I don't know. I really don't know how to take it, man. We had a pretty good relationship. Just that brotherhood. It's gonna suck not to have him around the locker room. And we still got a couple games of chess going on. I'm not gonna tell you how many moves I beat him in because he was a little rusty. He told me he hadn't played in 10 years. So chess with friends, the game was over kind of quick. Now they got game 2 and 3 going on right now. And I told him, you know what, the first game I'll just charge that one to, you know, knocking some of the rust off. And these next number 2 and 3, you need to pick it up a little bit. But so we'll still have that connection, and he's a friend, and, you know, I'm always going to have his back no matter what.
Hey, is your thigh completely 100% healed and everything like that?
Yeah, his body feels good, you know. Feeling healthy, and, you know. Yeah, so yeah, it's been pretty good.
And along the lines of what you said last week, is LeBron James the Adrian Peterson of the NBA?
You know, when I look at LeBron James, I think about, you know, just his athletic ability. God, you know, given talent, fast, explosive, just the strength that he has, and, you know, just all the intangibles. And I feel like in the same sense, just in a different sport, you know, God has blessed me with some of those, you know, those same qualities. So when you make that type of comparison and all fun and games, you know, it's so funny when you go on social media or just hear people say, oh, MVP, compare yourself to the James, I mean, King James of football. It's just like, it's so ridiculous because, you know, it's just casual conversation that people have, and, you know, I ain't not that big of a deal. I'm Adrian Peterson, you know, but when you make that comparison, you know, when you think about those things that I named out, I think it's similar.
Do you know, have you met LeBron? Do you know him very well at all?
I met him.
Has he sent you a message, you know, about what you said?
I'm sure you got other things to worry about.
Adrian, how different is it for the running back when the quarterback's in the shotgun versus under center?
What's the difference?
Yeah, how different is it for a running back in those situations?
Okay, like as far as what, running the ball or passing or what? Running the ball. You know, obviously in the gun, you have to be more patient. You don't have 6 or 7 yards or whatever your depth is to, you know, align your footwork, you know, be patient up top and then attack. And being patient for me is already difficult anyways. So in the gun, when you're right there next to the quarterback and you got a power play, you know, you just got to be more patient, let the offensive line develop because you're right there up on them. So that's the biggest thing is patience.
A lot of your career has been spent with maybe the quarterback more under center. Do you feel comfortable working on the gun as well?
Yeah. We can be in the wishbone. I can play any formation you put me in. I'll be able to run the ball for sure.
Is there anything,
last couple guys,
anything about Teddy, this camp that jumps out to you that's different in particular than his rookie camp?
I would say even more confidence. You know, when I look in his eyes, you know, last year he had confidence, great confidence, which I was impressed with. And I think just going through the grind of a year and, you know, just dealing with media and, you know, each game and things that were presented to him throughout the season, he just has more. He's grown, you know, it's a stronger focus in his eyes and look in his eyes. So that's a good feeling for me.
Who's Adrian Peterson of baseball?
Who's Adrian Peterson of baseball? I don't know. I don't even watch baseball like that, to be honest.
All right. Thanks. All right. Appreciate it.
Thanks, no problem.